On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can we read between the lines on this? Is this a vote of confidence, I guess? Is that the best way to put it, Dan? A vote of confidence for Andrew Berry that Alex right now got a contract extension yesterday, that he'll be here to fulfill and see that, at least see... To see, I would hope to see the whole three-year deal, but maybe less. Who knows? That Alex Wright got a three-year, $33 million extension, $21.3 million, guaranteed. Is that a vote of confidence?
I can't see why it isn't.
I think it is, too.
Why would you want to have somebody hand out a contract extension to a cash-strapped team if you're going to turn around and fire him anyway? Wouldn't you then just wait for the next guy to come in to hand out that contract? I mean, if you're going to fire, especially if, let's say, you're firing these guys on Black Monday, which is typically how this goes. What is it, the first weekend or the first Monday of January, the first or second Monday of January this year?
Right.
If you're going to fire him anyway, that guy can make the decision to sign Alex Wright, whoever was going to come in next.
Right.
So, to me, this lines up perfectly. Like, yeah, they trust Andrew Berry to make these decisions. The only way that you could push against it would be if Jimmy Haslam was the one who went, that guy needs to stay, get a contract extension done. That's the only way that I could see it. But even then, why wouldn't you let the next general manager? Because the more decisions you let these guys make, the more willing they are to take the job that's at hand and that you're offering them if they're the ones who are calling the shots.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know that there's much of an argument here. I think that when you let a general manager do contracts that would be beyond the season that you think could be in turmoil when it's all said and done, I think this is an indication from the front office, from management, I should say, from ownership to management that, you know what, we believe in you. And if you want to sign Alex to a three-year, $33 million extension, we're behind you. And I know that didn't, you know, that's not, it's not an extravagant extension, but it's a healthy extension. You know, it's not. We're not talking about the paying him the most in the league.
Oh,
right?
Gosh, yeah.
No,
he's well compensated.
Yeah,
and
it's a good deal for everybody. I think
he's going to be a building block for at least the next couple of years, at least the next 2 years. You know, I don't know what that contract is going to look like, if the third year is going to not have a lot of guaranteed money in it or anything like that. But at least the next 2 years, he's locked in.
I'm good with it. All right, let's see. Do you think this is a pat on the back for Andrew Berry then to make sure that he's going to be around for a while? James in East Cleveland. Hey, James, how are you?
How are you, James?
Pretty good. How y'all gentlemen doing this morning?
We're doing quite good. Well. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you for taking my call. I got a little stuff I'm trying to jam pack in here real fast.
Go for it.
Take your time. Get your point out coherently.
Thank you, sir. First, I want to say is that I like the way Andrew Berry signs these contracts. Yes, it is a vote of confidence. If you know Andrew Berry, his MO is to get in front of players' contracts before they do that big money. You saw what he did with Jerry Jeudy, signing him $20 million. You saw the same thing with Njoku's contract. And at the time, people questioned him getting that money because it was perceived that he didn't earn it yet. So Berry likes to get in front of the contract.
True.
Now, I think it's a fear in Cleveland almost of having another Belichick happening where you fire a coach, then he goes on to be great. With that being said.
That's Marty too, though. I mean, like, I always think about Marty too in that situation. But keep going. That's fine.
Probably so, but that's probably Marty a little bit before my time.
That's all right. That's all good.
And James, I can only speak for myself on this. I'm fine with it because I just think this is kind of taking its course and Kevin Stefanski's looking around and I don't know if he's lost his way. I don't know if he's tired of what he's dealing with. I don't know what is taking place here, but it just feels like it's time for him to go a different direction. And if he ends up being great somewhere, great. It's just time.
I kind of disagree with you on that. I disagree because this has always been the plan. Okay, this is why I don't think Barry or Stefanski are on the hot seat, honestly. I believe Jimmy Haslam, Barry, and Stefanski all said I made a collective decision to sign Deshaun Watson. That is the elephant in the room. You sign this guy to this humongous contract, the guy craps out. This is going to set your any franchise back years and years, so you're trying to rebuild on the fly. I think they all made that collective decision. They all put all their chips in the basket, and they crapped out. If they do, my last thing here, if they do get rid of Stefanski or Barry, I actually want to see Brian Hartline as a head coach. Young OC, hopefully you can get these.
I mean, super, we're talking super young OC.
That's a leap.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate y'all for taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
I'd like to see him get a head coaching gig either in college or be an OC in the league before he makes that jump. But I think the guy's really talented.
I mean, Ryan Day would be okay. I'd be all right with Ryan Day as a head coach.
It's funny, I think I'd be okay with Ryan Day being the coach as well. I just don't think he'd do it. I don't know if he'd make that jump right now.
I guess the question is, if losing, I mean, they have everything.
Why would you give up the wagon?
Why would you?
Other side. It's the same way I always felt about people rumors about Nick Saban making the leap to the NFL. It's like, guys, every day Nick Saban walks by a statue of himself going to work. You really going to leave somewhere where there's a statue built to you?
Right now, the way college football is, I think I'd much rather be a D1 head football coach than an NFL head coach. Why? Because you still have the only difference is that you constantly are rotating, right? But you're constantly rotating in the NFL, too. You're churning the bottom of the roster. Yeah, you might be able to get a guy to stay for more than 3 years, 4 years. But again, you're open for a 3-year, 4-year commitment from any college kid. Right now, it's like a 1 or 2 year if you've got a really, really good athlete. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, not only do you kind of control their paycheck, you can kind of control their education, you control their housing. You control their automobile. And if you lose a 5-star recruit, guess what? There's probably another one knocking on your door that wants to come. Mike Lombardi said that about North Carolina. And I thought that was that might be one of the most interesting things that Mike Lombardi's ever said. He's, you know, in the NFL, if you blow it in the draft, you had one shot.
That's
and,
true.
And you had one.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Chance to make that pick. To try to make sure you got, otherwise you're trying to pick guys later in the draft and you're like, oh, did I get a steal? If you miss a first round draft pick in college, essentially out of high school, there's always a chance that you'll find an equal to or better than first round draft pick if they decide to decommit or if they decide to go somewhere else. I think that's one of the smartest things Mike's ever said.
Yeah.
And I never really thought about it until he said that. But then again, we never really had to worry about it until NIL and the transfer portal. I mean, that transfer portal, the hard part for college coaches, and this is the part I wouldn't like, is that you constantly have to recruit your own players. But exactly. Guess what? In the NFL, you do too, right?
A little bit less so.
You can hold out. You can demand a trade, you know.
But the best of the best of the ones that are doing that, you don't have the number three corner being the one who's holding out typically. Typically, unless that guy's really good to begin with.
All right, let's talk to Jeff in North Olmsted. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
How are you, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for taking my call. Quick shout out to my daughter, St. Joseph Academy, starts their varsity basketball season today.
Woo! Go get him.
Sophomore, cracked a rotation as a sophomore, so I'm excited for that.
This phone call might get us. This might get her a scholarship. You never know.
Hey, I'll keep plugging her as long as I can. If she got NIL money in the future, hey, good for her.
You know? There you go. Yes.
So listen, you know, I did hear your revelation, and I was telling the guy, you know, when he screened my call, that I was actually thinking about that a little bit after Carmen and Lima show this morning, and you did hit it. I don't think Barry's going anywhere, and what I find so interesting, and this is a quick little story, is I grew up in Brecksville, and I moved out here like 10 years ago with my family, and we had to find a new church. So I find this new church. 5 years ago, I look up and a new member, Andrew Berry, walks in the door.
Uh-oh.
You know how hard it is for me every day that I, every week when I see him at church or every other week, not to be like, hey, man, what the hell is going on? You know, like, I want to ask.
Well, do me a favor. Do not say it like that in church. I'm just saying. I don't need you getting. I know.
I'm just being funny. But, like, I've got to be honest, very nice guy. He's president of our church.
He's a nice guy.
So it is strange. But I don't see them splitting this up. It would be so strange for them to keep Barry and dump Stefanski, right? Because Mary Kay always uses a word when she describes their relationship. It kind of drives me nuts, but the word lockstep, right? So if they're in lockstep and Andrew's signing players to new deals, what makes me think that they're going to split that up, right? Like, I don't see it happening. And I told you guys the other day when I called, I'm fine with it either way. But here's the deal for me, and I'll say it again. I just want my head coach to coach the game. I don't want him calling the plays. So if that's the solution down the road, great. But I also think...
That's where you are now again.
I said this too, you know, I wonder if Stefanski is realizing that Shadur could be his ticket to saving his job if things go right, too. You know,
We'll see. Jeff, thank you. We appreciate the phone. Pray a little harder, will you please? Maybe they'll get some more wins. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. What are you going, Kevin, on me?
It kind of felt that way. Yeah. Are they in lockstep?
Who?
Stefanski and Bear.
No.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they are right now.
And I'm just looking at this in a big picture. I got to be honest.
Some of the things that have been said in those press conferences,
Andy, have been a little bit more eye-opening than you think. Do you hear those same things?
Let me ask you this. Do you want your general manager and head coach in lockstep? Let's be really honest. Do you want that? He said something interesting at the end, and I don't agree with him. I don't have a problem if head coaches call plays. It doesn't bother me. But my bigger point is that I want the head coach to worry about the execution on the field and how to beat the other team, to make sure that they're as smart about the other team as they are about their own team. That's what I want. And when we hear coaches say, I can only coach the players that I have, I get it. I mean, it sucks when you take players away from a coach. It really does, especially if they're good players.
And veterans.
But look at Stephen Vogt, right?
I want healthy conversations between my coach and my general manager.
They don't always have to agree. Right. I don't have a problem with it.
Right, but I want those conversations to take place. And I think they are. And if that, I don't want them to be, I don't want the Vulcan mind meld, right? I don't need that out of a head coach and a general manager where these two are thinking the exact same way on everything. I would instead, like, Vulcan Mind Meld is the wrong one. I don't want the Borg, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I don't want. I want healthy discussion between everyone. I want Bones arguing with Spock with Jim in the middle of it trying to figure it out.
I'm giving it all she's got, Captain.
Exactly. That's what I want. I don't want the Borg.
I need more.
Because I don't think the Borg is the healthiest way to go about this, because when everybody starts agreeing with everything that's being said, no one is looking at anything from a different angle.
Rick, East Cleveland, what's up? Home of the Shaw Cardinals.
How are you, Rick?
That's well. Shaw, hi.
Real quick. My mom went there. I gotta give Shaw love. My mom went there. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, real quick. First of all, something that you said. First of all, that last caller that said Stefanski, no. He's the one thing about Stefanski hasn't been coaching. He has to go. I'm looking at him as a coach. No, Stefanski. He will. Okay, now something you said.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
He will be in the Super Bowl as a what?
As a head coach.
Maybe a coordinator. He will not maybe. Be a head coach in a Super Bowl at a head coach in a Super Bowl.
And all right, well, let's start. Rick,
Rick, real quick.
Hang on. We're going to save this call, and we're going to play it in 2030. I hope I'm still here. And, Rick, you'll probably be sitting across from me by then. How's that sound?
I'll push back a little bit on the Stefanski thing with you, Rick. Sounds if you're good. A chef and somebody hands you a tin of dog food, some water, and maybe a little bit of chicken broth, you're going to have a rough go getting people to eat that. And I wonder if that's where Kevin Stefanski is right now, as you look at this roster, especially on the
offensive
side.
Depends on the dog food, though, doesn't it? I mean, there is gourmet dog food.
I mean, if you've ever watched The Cooking with Johnny LaRue from SCTV, you know exactly what I'm talking about with that. Like, it's a tough road to go when you don't have the ingredients.
All right, Rick, thank you. Appreciate that.
That's the one thing I'll say with Stefanski when you look in the offensive side.
Fair enough.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.